How to speed up mobile internet. Mobile internet speeds vary widely depending on location and network coverage. Here are some tips to make sure you're getting the best possible connection when you're out and about. 15 tips to speed up your mobile internet. 1. Use Wi-Fi when possible. Wi-Fi hotspots are everywhere these days, so chances are you'll find yourself near one when you travel. But unless you've got unlimited data plans, you may not be able to connect to a fast wireless network. Instead, try connecting via cellular networks, which are generally faster than Wi-Fi connections. 2. Check coverage before traveling. Before traveling, check your phone's coverage map to ensure you'll have access to reliable service wherever you go. If you're headed to a remote area, you may want to pack extra batteries or charge cords just in case. 3. Consider using cellular data only during emergencies. Cellular data plans typically come with a certain amount of data per billing cycle. If you exceed that allotment, you'll incur overage fees. So, if you plan to spend several hours browsing the web on your smartphone during a trip, consider purchasing additional data before leaving home. 4. Turn off background apps. Background apps drain battery life, but they also slow down your device. To conserve power, turn off all background apps except for ones you absolutely need. For instance, if you're going to be downloading lots of photos, leave Instagram open. Otherwise, shut everything else down. 5. Avoid streaming video while driving. Streaming video uses a lot of bandwidth, so avoid watching videos while driving. Also, streaming video tends to eat up battery life quickly, so save your favorite shows until after you arrive at your destination. 6. Don't download music over LTE networks. LTE stands for long-term evolution, and it's the latest generation of 4G technology. As its name suggests, LTE provides much higher download speeds than previous generations of 3G and 2G technologies. However, LTE networks aren't compatible with CDMA phones like the iPhone, so you won't be able to stream music over them. 7. Switch between GSM/CDMA/LTE/5G technology. Many countries around the world use different versions of GSM, CDMA, and LTE technology. If you're traveling outside of Philippines, you'll likely encounter both systems. To switch between them, simply hold down the home button and tap the settings icon. Be careful with 5G, it may be fast, but that means you can consume data much faster than expected, eating up your valuable data allocation. 8. Connect to different types of Wi-Fi networks. Most public hotspot networks require users to register their devices ahead of time. This means you can only connect to those specific hotspots once every 24 hours. However, there are other types of free hotspots available. You might even find a few at your hotel. Just look for the Wi-Fi logo. 9. Be careful what apps you install. If you're worried about running out of space on your device, don't install any unnecessary apps. Many popular games will gobble up gigabytes of storage, so make sure you keep some room left for important documents and media. Some apps send regular updates to the mothership, so be careful when setting your permission or next you will run out of data. 10. Use your phone as an emergency tool. If you run out of juice and lose signal, your phone acts as a backup battery. It can help you stay connected long enough to call for help. 11. Ad blocker. The rise of mobile advertising is nothing short of a nightmare for many people. Ads in print publications and TV commercials used to be annoying enough, but now we're getting them on our smartphones too. And while most ads are just fine, there are some that are downright obnoxious. These apps are designed to block out unwanted advertisements, but they do so by slowing down your device and draining your battery. 12. Reset your network settings on Android. If you're having trouble connecting to your home Wi-Fi network or getting online, it could be because of your network settings. If you've been trying to connect to your Wi-Fi network but haven't had much luck, here are some steps to help you out. The process varies based on what device you have, so we'll walk you through each one step by step. On the Android phone, open up the Settings app. You'll see a list of networks near you. Tap the name of the network you want to connect to. Then select Connect. You may need to enter your password again. Once you do, you'll be able to access the internet via the network. There you'll find a section titled Reset Network Settings. Select Reset Network Settings. Your smartphone will now restart itself and attempt to reconnect to the wireless network. 13. Find top mobile data, draining apps. Check the apps that consumes the most data. Are they something that you really need? If not, you may consider removing them to save your data. 14. Check Wi-Fi frequency. Are you connected to 2.4 or 5 GHz? This also applies if you're using your phone as hotspot. Check how you can limit outgoing data and protect your phone from becoming a leaky faucet that goes uncontrolled in data usage. 15. Upgrade to newer tech. A new phone has better apps, better control of connections, and better technology to give you the best optimized way to use your phone. Read features and specs when choosing a phone. Are you a gamer? If not, then choose a phone that has better specs, modem speed, than gaming phones which are heavy on graphics. You need to find the phone suited to your lifestyle and needs. In conclusion, if you have slow mobile data speeds, you might be missing out on some of the most exciting features offered by your phone or the latest movie showing on Netflix. Whatever it is, best to manage your usage so you get optimal mobile internet speeds all the time. Happy surfing!